Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is the Pear Man. You're listening to the Pear Man presentation, and I'm so excited to have you all on here tonight. It's been too long, Charlie. Tell him. It's been way too long.
It has been way too long. It's been a long couple weeks, Larry.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot going around campus right now. We have people getting ass shots. We have people.
Oh yeah, all over the place. It's kind of weird.
It's like
a private thing.
It is a private thing, but you know, you gotta let somebody know if you need the big booty machine to give you a little ootsie wootsie in the back of the tootsie. You gotta let them know, because that's part of you know, consideration.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, you gotta let them know, because then they gotta go get a tootsie wootsie inside the bootsy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I know exactly what you mean, Larry.
Charlie, I'm so excited. You know, tonight, great night. You know, a lot of things.
It is a great night.
Finals week is coming up.
It's coming up. It's coming up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I mean, tell me your favorite finals memory.
My favorite finals memory? Like, not failing a final.
Whoa!
Right? Isn't that kind of crazy?
How do you do that?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea how I didn't fail any finals, but that is what happened. So that's what I'm praying for is happening this year.
Yeah, you know, all my professors this year are telling me to study, which is in vast contrast to last year, where everybody was like, oh, it's COVID, you know, just be safe.
Exactly.
Nope.
Like, what do you want from us?
Yeah, like, I want to be safe.
Is COVID gone? Larry, is COVID gone?
No, in fact, there are new variants circling around.
Omicron. You know what? Here's something I do want to talk about. I think we should change the name of Omicron to just O.
Oh, the big O.
The big O.
Yes.
Because it's like alpha variant, beta variant.
Yeah.
Omicron. Omicron just sounds like a...
Like a
transformer.
I see what you're trying to say. Transform. How about we just change all the variants into... And let's just promote, you know, love on the variants. Like, let's just promote love.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we name one variant, first date, and then one night stand, and then another one, like, you know.
Can you have, like, multiple variants at the same time? But would that be, like, cheating on a variant?
Oh, I never thought of it like that. You know, as a chem major, I never truly understood how that worked.
How variants work.
I mean, I barely knew what nitrogen was in high school, so.
That's true. I was with you.
Yeah, like, you was doing my homework.
I was. It was a time.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know anything, so I'd be calling Charlie up in the gym. It'd be recess time. It'd be recess time, and I'd be like, yo, can you just give me just a few hints on, like, some of these, you know,
problems? It was always in physics, in our physics class.
And, you know, the thing is, you can't just sleep with somebody and get the answer. You have to work for it.
Exactly. You do have to work for it.
Or you can work for it another way, but you know what I mean? But we didn't do it that way, because we worked hard at getting the right answer.
Exactly. We got the right answer. We passed that class.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Some people passed it with an 100. Others passed it with a 60.
Or with a... 104.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I passed physics with a 104.
All right. Oh, you know, physics. That's
Our teacher was pretty whack.
Yeah, you know, but it was all good, though. It was all fun and games until I got hurt on the test.
Yeah. But that's usually how it went.
Luckily, test corrections.
That was a thing.
Something they should bring back at Lafayette.
They should.
You know, bring back test corrections.
Like, I have homework corrections, but, like, I want a test correction.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we can always get a redo at life, but we can never get a redo on homework.
Well, like, also another thing is, why are homeworks worth so little of your grade? It's like you could take a test in a class, and you could take two tests, and that be worth the entirety of your homework. And that does not make any sense, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like they're trying to tell you one thing, and then you're trying to do another thing.
Exactly.
And then out of nowhere, you know, everybody's in love, and, like, my mind
just... And then it's a game, and then, like, we're, like, on Tinder.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, have you ever tried to do homework? You're sitting down, and then you just start thinking of the prettiest person in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
it's easy to get distracted.
It's difficult. Like,
it's difficult work.
Professor Don't understand. It's not this COVID we're focused on.
Right.
We're focused on, you know, the things in our mind.
Like, tests are not like the real world, you know?
No, they're not.
Very much not. Like, you have distractions in your life.
Exactly. Like, you know, some people have kids.
Some people do.
You know, I have a cat.
Right. Have you seen the cat?
Yes, I have.
I what are your thoughts on the cat?
I'm very concerned, and it really bugs me during these during tests because I'm more focused on the cat's well-being than my own.
Mm.
And I think that's why I deserve a curve of 25% on every
easily,
test this year.
Easily. And as being your roommate, I should also get that curve.
Yeah, now that's called sharing and caring.
It's sharing and caring.
Some people call that a Groupon.
It is a Groupon.
Like, we should have curved Groupons.
Yeah, curved Groupons. It's like the worse you get, but the worse everyone gets, you get a gift card.
Or, you know, how about you just take the worst two scores and get a Groupon for those scores to curve it up to the average.
Exactly. Math. And stats.
And that's called political coalitions.
Yes, that is really what a political coalition is.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You take the lowest scores, you add them together, and you get the curve.
Right. That's how it works. I've seen it. I've seen my professors add up the lowest, like, some professors like 4, some professors like 6 scores, and then that's the curve.
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm just trying to get, you know, where I want to be in the class, and I deserve it because I'm so worried about cats.
I'm not a big cat guy myself. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Larry. Cats are assholes. No, like, my cat took my bathroom. I don't have a bathroom when I come home.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
And I have to clean it up, too.
Oh, my God, Larry.
It is like, yeah, I don't.
Who's the son in this family?
Exactly. Like, who is valued more? Let's talk about who has more power, Larry or the cat. And a lot of the times it feels like I'm not the one in power.
So, I know. Maybe you need to, like, make a petition or something.
Shit. Maybe I will. You know, it's all about public opinion, and apparently public opinion in the house right now is against me.
You should just, like, send a poll out.
I polled the family, and it turns out it's like a 1-3 ratio of people who care and don't care.
1-3?
Yeah.
Wait, are you saying there's 4 people in your family, right?
Yes.
And so, so 1 meaning you.
Yeah.
And then everyone else does not care.
Yeah, there's like, you know, on the poll, it's like yes, no, or no opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of people choose the no opinion, which really affects, you know, I'm a marginalized group in my household.
Yeah, you are.
And, you know,
not a good place to be.
It is a terrible place to be in.
Especially when it's a cat.
Talk about power dynamics.
Like,
at least
it could have been a dog. Like, that would be fine.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Like, it's literally like mirror, like the individualism at its finest. Like, how do you want me to succeed as an individual if I don't even have a bathroom to use?
Exactly.
But
how am I supposed to pass my finals?
I don't even know. Like, these are the critical questions that professors don't want to answer on my emails.
Exactly.
Like,
maybe they should see the cat.
It's demoralized. Like, professors just don't get it. Like, I emailed my professor today, and I was just like, it's really demoralizing, and it's really affecting my mental health when my cat is stealing my bathroom at home.
And what did they say?
And there was no response. A part of me thinks that they don't care.
You know, like, maybe.
But they're supposed to be my friends.
They're supposed to be your friends.
Teachers are friends. That's what they're...
Especially teachers.
Yeah.
Like they have to be your friends.
Yeah, like, it's not like Adele and Nicki Minaj and, you know, and Justin Bieber dating.
Yeah,
it's not that.
It's nothing like that.
No.
It's like a professor not being your... Like, that's not okay.
No, it is not.
Not okay.
You know, we're all here to learn.
Exactly.
And they don't think that they're here to learn, which is really frustrating.
But they are. They do research.
Yeah.
They're here to learn.
They are learners.
They are learners.
No, me and Charlie are both fearless learners.
We are fearless learners.
But,
like, we graduated with a thing that says that we're fearless
learners. Yeah, like, fuck they talking about. We
exactly.
fearless.
Exactly.
But as soon as finals come up, we become fearful learners.
Yes, we are fearful.
That's not how learning should be. We shouldn't all be fearless.
That is not the AIM way.
No.
No.
It is not.
No, for everyone that, like, is listening, AIM is the high school that we went to. It's a very weird school. Isn't that right, Larry?
Yeah, really.
It's very different.
Awesome very different. Time.
It was a great time.
You know, we're fearless learners. Charlie's a fearless robotic person.
Yeah, yeah.
Robotics team manager.
I guess.
Fearless athlete
fearless
in me.
Fearless athlete,
you know? And, you know, I was managing the basketball team today, and it was great watching all the fearless athletes just running around.
See, you can really see...
Yeah.
The fearlessness in them.
Neil Quinn, Leo O'Boyle, some of my two favorite fearless athletes.
Really?
Every time I see them on campus, I'm like, yo, it's my fearless learner, Charlie, next to fearless athlete, Leo.
Ooh.
You know, but it brings up the question, what's a fearful athlete?
What is, like, is there such a thing as a fearful athlete? Because it's like, if they're so fearful, why are they an athlete?
Exactly. And that's why it's important to be fearless. No matter if you do feel fear, the thing is, if you just hide it for a second, it will go away.
Exactly.
And that's called physics.
That is physics.
You hide something, take it away.
And it goes away.
Exactly. That is also called, nope, you can't say that because it's part of learning.
Mm. Knowing, it is part of learning.
Knowing what's important to say at the right time and what's not.
That is definitely a part of learning.
Yeah, like, apparently my professor does not want to hear about, you know, just problems. Like, they don't want to hear about Milo's. They don't.
What the hell?
Like, I couldn't get into Milo's the other night.
You couldn't?
No.
Oh, what happened? Tell me the story.
Well, turns out they don't accept the Lafayette student ID card with the L number.
Because
apparently my L number doesn't qualify as an H. Apparently.
Well, something that I learned is your Lafayette student ID does not have age on it.
It doesn't?
Explicitly.
Yeah, like that's why I gave it to them.
It says card valid for college use and is not proof of age.
Yeah.
Which means they don't know.
They don't know. Now that's called, that's a lawsuit.
That is a lawsuit waiting. Like, they can't ask.
Yeah, they can't ask.
So you hand them this and they're like, are you 21? You're like, you can't know.
Yeah, that's called First Amendment invasion of freedom of speech.
Exactly.
They don't know of my speech.
They don't know your speech.
They're only saying their speech.
Exactly.
And that's not how speeches work.
That is not how they work.
Yeah.
You have to know my speech.
Yeah, and that's how I feel in class because professors always want to give their speech.
Where's our speech?
Yeah, we should all be giving speeches.
We really should all be giving speeches.
You know, one of my favorite speeches is by Adele, and it's called Wonder Under the Bridge. And I really hope you guys pay attention to the speech and the words that really just sing bright to me. This is how I think Milo's should be at night.
Okay.
You're gonna let me down gently. Don't pretend that you
what a song by Adele.
What a song. It's really all about the water under the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. It really is.
It's all about what flows through the bridge. What flows through your bridge, Larry?
Diarrhea.
Really?
Yes. Mm. It just comes straight out there, and it's water.
Is it like in and out?
Yeah, it goes straight under the bridge.
Under the bridge. Are you the bridge in this situation?
You know, I feel like you are, because if you think about the anatomy of your butt, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a bridge, because there's a connector.
Right. Yeah. There is a connector.
Really think critically. Like, if you're a listener, I really want you to think critically about your butt right now.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Like, there's a connector.
Right.
And that's your bridge.
That is the bridge.
And that's what Adele is referring to when she says love is like water under the bridge.
Right. Because, like love goes through your connector in your butt.
Yeah. And that's called love.
That is what love is.
Yeah.
You know, wow, we just actually created a definition of love.
Yeah, you know, it's
that's like one of many things a that lot we've of done.
You know, this is what you learn at college. So really critically think about what's important.
This is what they should be teaching in class. Like, we say this all the time. Like we should just have our own class.
Yeah, I think we should.
I think we should.
I've never heard a professor tell me about how the butthole is a bridge.
Exactly, and how that's the definition of love.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know that.
They don't know it.
They don't know
they
it.
They don't.
They don't know as much as
that's
us.
That's what happens.
Right? They just don't. They just can't know as
you
much
know what,
as
I
us.
I think it is. I think it's the power they think they have.
Mm,
go straight
the power
to their,
dynamic?
Yeah.
They it think, is a power dynamic.
They think it goes straight to their head. Mm. But they don't understand we're all the same, because they also have to find it. They have to find what they want to do in life.
They do. They do. Like are you going to always be a professor, or are you going to... Like, I don't know, do something not a professor.
Yeah, like, what are they even doing in life right now? Like, they don't even know.
They don't even know. But, like, low-key, I would be a professor.
You would?
Yeah.
What would you teach?
Engineering.
Of course.
But I would be, like, a cool professor.
Yeah.
You know, like, a cool engineering
professor.
Yeah,
everybody gets to pick their grade.
Yeah, exactly. I will have them grade their own homework. Why the hell do I need to grade it?
That's called fearless learning.
That is fearless learning.
Like, how can you be a fearful learner if you're the one doing everything for yourself?
Exactly.
Like,
what kind of professor would you be like?
I would be the professor. Yeah, you know, that's how I want to be.
You just want to be the professor?
Yeah, I just
want to be the professor of the professors?
Exactly.
Is that the president, or is that a dean? Or can there be... Man, like, can, like, professors register for classes to take your class?
Yes, we should all take the same class.
Professors and students.
Now, that is called a symbiotic relationship. You learned that in bio.
Exactly. It is. It is a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, like, the bio majors, like, I just told them their own vocabulary.
Exactly.
And then they're going to tell
me. This is what they should be learning in Orgo.
The Orgo.
What even is an Orgo?
Yeah,
what
like, even? The Orgo is useless. It's just a bunch of kids who think that they work hard because they studied for an hour before a test.
Exactly.
Like, no, everybody knows that Orgo students aren't like that. Just because you're majoring in Orgo doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, you can... Like, what even is majoring in Orgo?
Yeah,
like what are you going to do with that?
Just...
Organic chemistry?
Right, like, what even is that? Like you mean organs, like organs.
Yeah, right, like organs and stuff.
Yeah, like the musician.
Yeah,
the musical instrument.
Yeah, like, is it just a music class? Is it just a music class?
I think it is.
I think this is what we've come to realize.
Orgo is
orgo,
just...
Organ.
Like, why do they call it Orgo?
Organ.
Or is it origami?
Origami?
Yeah, you know when they...
Origami or origami?
Origami. Ooh.
Ooh.
I think that we are discovering the tales we have been told. The fibs. The lies you've been told.
The lies.
All of these Orgo, they just try to make it seem like they work hard, but I don't think they've ever worked hard.
They're just jamming.
They just want you to think they work hard.
Exactly.
And that's called lying.
That is called lying.
That's very mean. You shouldn't do that.
That is not okay.
Jake Sepchick and Matt Kirkman, if you're listening to this, you guys are playing musical instrument this whole time.
This is not okay. This is
not
okay.
This is how it feels to be lied to.
Like, should I have taken Orgo? Like, could I just knock out some requirements?
Yeah.
Like, is it like an easy class? Is everyone just typing it up?
Yeah, like, everybody's like, oh, it's getting curved. Well, probably because you didn't learn how to play the instrument.
Oh, exactly. Like, come on, just... Press the button.
Yeah, you know? Like, just press them. Like,
are they buttons? Like, are keys on like an organ just buttons?
That's the Orgos.
About it. Yeah, right.
What they've been lying.
Yeah.
Ask the Matt they Kirkmans of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know, but they don't know. But that's probably why they're getting their test curved anyway.
Exactly.
Like, we figured it out before they did.
Exactly. You know, we would probably get 100.
Yeah, we're fearless learners.
They are fearful.
Yes. That's what happens when you don't know how to press the right button.
Exactly. Like, and sometimes the wrong note pops up. Boom.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. In GovLaw, we had the name for that.
What's the name for it?
And the name for it is follow the rules. Mm. And when you break the rules in society, some people, you know, get a fine. Others, they get to live. They get to live with the fact that they know they broke the rules. And that's what Jake Sevchik and Matt Kirkman are doing to the world right now. Mm. They broke the rules. The very sanctity of life
runs on the rules.
And they broke them.
They broke them.
They tried to lie to everybody on campus
about how hard Orga was. Really?
They're just playing musical instruments.
Like, what are we supposed to do?
Well, how am I supposed to take that?
I took like the hardest quiz I've ever taken on Friday, and they're just over there playing some notes.
You know what? I'm really, really just upset right now. This is like love in the dark. I'm going to call Jake Sevchik and Matt Kirkman right now and see their thoughts on this, because this is really upsetting to me.
This is really upsetting.
Off of me so I can leave. I'm far too ashamed to do it with you watching me. This is never ending. We have been here before, but I can't stay this time, 'cause I don't love you anymore. Please stay where you are. Don't come any closer. Don't try to change my mind. I'm being cruel to be kind. I can't love.
And we have Matt Kirkman on the phone. Matt, why did you lie to me? Why?
Larry, I'm sorry.
You told me that you were taking organic chemistry, not the musical instrument organ.
I'm taking organ.
It was all a lie, Matt. You and Jake Sevchik. Very evil, Matt. Very evil.
Me and Jake, we want to learn how to play the organ. We don't want to know about carbon.
Come on. Yeah, like, what are you even doing in that class? Like, you're not a fearless learner. You're a fearful learner. You are fearful.
That's what I said.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be fearless. Like, you know, why did you lie to everybody?
I was embarrassed. I didn't want people to know I was for my passion of organs.
Yeah. like, come on, Matt. Like, you know, it's really terrible. You know, to us, it's really deceiving. Adele called it love in the dark. How am I going to love you now?
Oh. All right, Larry, here's the deal. All right. I'm going to take you out to Oregon, and we're going to play the organ. Okay.
and that's called... Wait. And can we both take it for a credit next semester?
What?
How does the TAing work in Oregon?
Oh, you have to write sheet music, and the TA makes sure they got to, like, spell check it and stuff.
Oh, man.
They spell check the sheet music.
I didn't know there was spell checking in organic chemistry, but I always knew that you guys were writing scripts during Orgo, like, during the work, like, during the notes you guys were doing in the study room. I always knew the problems you were doing were just musical scripts.
No, I mean, the problems we do is it's just code for music.
Yeah, whoa, Matt. I'm learning so much from you right now. You are like a musician who is copycatting and trying to tell people and being really deceiving. But Matt, I still love you anyway.
Did you forgive me?
You know, Matt, how do you feel when your butt crack is a bridge to the world?
Whoa.
What? Yeah, you know, man. Tell me, tell the world how you feel about how your butt crack is just a bridge to the world.
You know what they say.
Water under the bridge?
No. What?
Yeah. Adele, tell him it's all about love in the dark. Matt, thank you so, so much. You know, Matt, just a good guy. Just messed up. You know it. Like, wow, what a great conversation we just had with Matt Kirkland.
Yeah, let's like take a dive into that for a sec.
Like, you know, Matt is somebody who's so hard to read.
He is, but it is confirmed that Orgo is just an organ.
It is. It's sad to say that he lied to us.
I know, but at least you know what? I respect him for coming out.
Yeah, exactly. It's really important that you come out, you know, when you lie to somebody.
Exactly.
You need to come out.
You need to.
You can't just stay
hidden. You can't stay in.
Nope. You got to let the world know.
You got to know that you're taking Orgo.
Yes.
And it's not chemistry
it's
related.
It's not. It's not about peppermint patty. It's not about pleasing the peppermints in your life.
Because it's all about the peppers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making sure that you have, you know, that.
Exactly. And, you know, now, who's your organ guy?
You know, exactly. Like,
I got two.
Exactly. Now you have two, you know. And, you know, what I love about Adele is how all of her songs really, you know, just blend into one another. You know, Love in the Dark, what she's referring to is the butt crack metaphor with Water Under the Bridge.
Right. I mean, it's like the same thing.
And Matt Kirkman really understood that and took it to heart. He's somebody who really understands how the butt crack works.
I think that he does actually really understand.
Yeah, you know, he's really in touch with himself in his butt crack. And that's really great because that's called Water Under the Bridge.
That is,
and that's Love in the Dark. It's Love in the Dark.
I mean, Adele can really be related to pretty much anything.
She just knows chemistry.
She does.
She knows how the world works.
She does.
In ways
she knows
that
what she's doing.
I never knew that, like, Love in the Dark was referring to Water Under the Bridge under the butt crack.
You see, just like how, like, she's teaching us, we're teaching the professors.
Exactly. And that's why I really want the professors to tune in, because sometimes I feel like they have to listen
to
what
we have to say. They really should tune in.
You know, not everything is about a textbook.
No, it's really not. This could be a textbook.
In fact, it is.
It is a textbook.
We should write one.
We should. And then we should have, you know what? No. I was about to say we should test people on it, but no. Because we're fearless learners.
Exactly. We are fearless. That's part of it. But thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. You know, this was a really fun time. I really hope that you guys got to learn about Matt Kirkman tonight. Matt Kirkman is somebody, you know, everybody loves.
Everyone loves
him. You know, he's a liar, but he knows his butt crack very well.
And so that makes him good.
And that makes him Love in the Dark. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. You are listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Pearman. Thank you so much.